We are elevated, ennobled, refined, November 7, adorned with divine loveliness. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Psalm 27:4. Exalted powers are within the reach of everyone. Under God's supervision, a man may have an uncorrupted, sanctified, elevated, ennobled mind. Through the grace of Christ, man's mind is qualified to love and glorify God, the Creator. The Lord Jesus came to our world to represent the Father. Christ was the express image of his Father's person, and he came to our world to restore in man God's moral image, in order that man, although fallen, might through obedience to God's commandments become enstamped with a divine image and character. God wants children to be lovely, not with artificial adornment, but with beauty of character, the charm of kindness and affection, which will make their hearts bound with joy and happiness. Girls should be taught that the true charm of womanliness is not alone in beauty of form or feature, nor in the possession of accomplishments, but in a meek and quiet spirit, in patience, generosity, kindness, and a willingness to do and suffer for others. They should be taught to work, to study to some purpose, to live for some object, to trust in God and fear Him, and to respect their parents. Then, as they advance in years, they will grow more pure-minded, self-reliant, and beloved. It will be impossible to degrade such a woman. She will escape the temptations and trials that have been the ruin of so many. Christ was sent as our pattern, and shall we not show that we have all His love and kindness and charms? And the love of Jesus will take possession of our characters and our lives, and our conversation will be holy, and we will dwell on heavenly things.